I'm glad you're feeling better, Yayo.
Yeah, that was a bad case of the flu.
Flu, huh? Yuck.
You're telling me. I had headaches, stomach cramps, and let's just say I never wanted to be too far from the bathroom.
Did the doctor say it was the flu?
Well, no, but everyone says they have a touch of the flu and their digestion goes wacky, don't they?
People say that, but more often than not, they're wrong. Flu symptoms tend to be muscle aches and sinus problems, but doctors will tell you that many, if not most, of these temporary illnesses we experience are unrecognized cases of food poisoning.
Yikes! Food poisoning?
And the biggest culprit is Salmonella enteritidis.
Salmonella enteritidis? That's a mouthful.
It sure is. A mouthful of meat, poultry, shellfish, even eggs and milk. Salmonella can infect all these.
I must have gotten it at a restaurant.
Actually, most cases of salmonella poisoning come from the home. It's a resourceful little bacteria. It can even be carried around by cats and dogs.
Well, what can I do?
Several things can help. Defrost meat in the fridge or the microwave. Make sure you've cooked the meat all the way through, at least at 170 degrees Fahrenheit, especially big things like a turkey. Don't eat off the same plates you used to handle food before it was cooked. And stop eating off the floor.
I don't eat off the floor.
Good. You're doing better already. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Mark Braun in the Medical Sciences program.
We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.